From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump led a moment of silence at the White House on Monday to remember the victims of Sunday night's mass shooting in Las Vegas, Nevada. It was the worst mass shooting in American history. At least 58 people are dead and 515 are wounded. Police and federal investigators still do not know the motive for why the man they say, 64-year-old Stephen Paddock of Mesquite, Nevada, opened fire on a crowd of more than 22,000 attending a country music show. Paddock's brother Eric in the southeastern state of Florida says he doesn't know why it happened either.
There's not even anything I can say. I mean, my brother did this. This is like it was done, you know, like he shot us.
President Trump addressed the nation. He thanked Las Vegas police for their sacrifices and quick responses during the attack.
It was an act of pure evil. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are working closely with local authorities to assist with the investigation, and they will provide updates as to the investigation and how it develops.
Police forced their way into the shooter's hotel room and found him dead. It's believed that Paddock killed himself. Police found at least 10 rifles in his room. U.S. Senator Dean Heller, who represents Nevada, called the shooting a senseless and horrifying act of violence. This is VOA News. More than 16 people are reported dead in twin suicide attacks on a police station in Syria's capital, Damascus. Syria's interior minister told reporters that two terrorists attacked the police station in the Al-Midan neighborhood of Damascus with a number of bombs on Monday before one of them blew himself up. The other bomber made it inside the compound where police killed him, causing his bomb to explode. There's been no claim of responsibility. Two children were killed in an exchange of gunfire between Pakistani and Indian troops Monday in disputed Kashmir. The Indian Army said 12 other Indian citizens were killed in what that military called an unprovoked attack. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says the granting of asylum to people fleeing war and persecution is eroding as states increasingly use refugees as a political football to further their local and national interests. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA now from Geneva at the opening of the UNHCR's annual week-long refugee conference.
The UN Refugee Agency reports a record 65.6 million people were forcibly displaced by war and persecution worldwide at the end of last year, including 22.5 million refugees who had crossed international borders. In a somber assessment of the current global situation, UN Refugee Chief Filippo Grandi notes in just 5 weeks, 500,000 Rohingya refugees have fled terrifying violence in Myanmar.
Principled leadership has frequently given way to an erosion of refugee rights, driven by confused and sometimes frightened public opinions, often stirred up by irresponsible politicians.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A roadside bomb in Iraq killed an American service member and wounded one other. The bomb struck the Americans' vehicle late Sunday as they were traveling in a convoy north of Tikrit. And the top story of the hour, police in Las Vegas, Nevada, say a man opened fire on a country music concert late Sunday, killing at least 58 people and wounding more than 515 others. It is the deadliest mass shooting in American history. Police have identified the shooter as 64-year-old Stephen Paddock, a white male from Mesquite, Nevada. They entered his hotel room and found him dead. They believe he killed himself. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.